let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The highly anticipated Amazon original series Lore premieres on Friday, October 13th on Amazon Prime Video. From executive producers of The Walking Dead and The X-Files, the anthology series brings to life Aaron Mankey's award-winning podcast Lore, uncovers the real-life events that spawned our darkest nightmares, frightening, often disturbing tales, events that have led to our modern-day myths and legends. Launched in March of 2015, the Lore podcast has generated a massive audience, an average of 6 million monthly listeners, 6,900 five-star ratings on iTunes, named Best of 2015 and 16 by Apple, one of 15 podcasts you need to hear in 2016 by Entertainment Weekly. Aaron is creator, producer, and host of the hit podcast Lore and co-executive producer of the Amazon series. And Aaron is with us on This Week in America. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
I am doing fine. And I'm watching the Amazon trailer, and it says the scariest stories are true. And what's so riveting about Lore is that these tales are actually all rooted in the truth, aren't they?
It's the fascinating part of it, that these bizarre and weird things actually happen.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing is you're reading that and you're thinking, oh, they had to make this up. But you do meticulous research on this. What's the research process like once you get a story and you think, okay, I would like to tell this, to go through and to verify some of the facts on this as you're presenting it?
It takes a long time. It does. I do a lot of reading. I have a research assistant who I'll give that topic to if I've decided this is a story I want to dig into, and I'll hand that over to her. And she'll come back to me with you know, a list of source material, things that I need to read, an outline of the events. And that's priming the pump for me. And then I just dig deep. I go into that. I usually have to read the outline a few times and read all the source material and, you know, let it soak a little bit. And then I start building my outline and writing my narrative. And the idea here is that I don't want to get bogged down in detail, but I also want to make sure that I teach some important things and set the stage right and tell a good story.
I mentioned this started in March of 2015, and you said within 6 months you start getting television offers. What was it about this one, this particular series, what these creative people wanted to do that really got your attention, and you thought this really is a way to present this in a visual form?
Well, you know, Lore is a very different kind of format. It's this mixture of telling an entertaining story, but also providing almost documentary-like elements
yes.
to the listener. And so there's this exciting element there where you think, well, television provides the visual aspect. I can show people, I can put things on the screen that people had to imagine in their heads. And you know, there are some of these stories. You know, one of the TV episodes is called Unboxed, and it's about a doll named Robert. And when you hear the story in audio format, it's a creepy story. It really is. It's chilling. And then you go to Google and you search Robert the Doll and you see his photo, and it adds this new depth to how creepy the story really is. So to put him, you know, on the screen and part of the story visually it's a great way to enhance the story.
What type of challenge has this been for you in taking the storytelling and transforming it, transition it into television?
You know, there are challenges. You know, you have challenges where you go from, you know, me just working by myself and making all my own decisions to working with a team. But also, like you mentioned on the bumper there, that working with the producers from, you know, The X-Files and The Walking Dead, I'm in good hands, and I was able to lean back a little bit and just trust that my stories were going to be handled well. But it's been an exciting process, too, just to learn TV from the inside as opposed to being a viewer, to see how the soup is made, right? It's been really interesting.
You mentioned the doll story. I understand that some of the fan favorites will actually see in visual form on the Amazon series.
Absolutely. You know, and that was one of our goals, too, to begin this series with a season of fan favorite episodes that were familiar but also can really benefit from having that visual element brought in. And I'm excited about the 6 episodes we've created.
The head of programming, unscripted programming for Amazon, said the series will surprise, delight, even unsettle. Are you ever unsettled as you're hearing these stories and going back and doing research? Are there ever times when you go like, wow, this is almost too hard to believe?
Yeah, I have those moments. I do. It's not necessarily about creepy things. Because I come at this with more of a clinical approach when I'm writing the episode. I have to. I have to be a little disconnected to tell the story. But it's the thing that gets me the most, I think, is when you dig into the stories of what people have done in the past, how people in the end become more of the monster than those creatures we imagine in our nightmares. And the sad part is how good people have been at being monsters.
You know, what's interesting, too, is we can listen to Lore the Podcast whenever we want to. We can watch the Amazon Prime Video series whenever we want to. And we're talking about Lore, the original Amazon series based on the popular podcast of the same name. Aaron Mankey is with us on the program. An exciting time for you, Aaron. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. You've got the book coming out. You've got the tour where you're out actually being able to meet fans. And, of course, the series on Amazon. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.